What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me now is State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How did you feel this week? Because I know this has been a passionate issue for you. Seeing that President Donald Trump was debanked, tried to take $1 billion after he was kicked out of JP Morgan Chase to Bank of America. And they're like, no, we don't want your money. Slam the door in his face. And it turned out it was Biden regulators who were pressuring, terrorizing these banks into turning Trump away. If it could happen to him, it could happen to anybody. How'd you feel watching that, Treasurer?
Well, I knew about it early. I started on the debanking problem in 2015. I've spoken about it all around the country and overseas. I've talked to the president about it. I've talked to Nigel Farage about it. I had breakfast with Senator Sam Brownback right after he was debanked. And, you know, he's such a calm natured, good-natured fella. You can see in his face what that kind of discrimination over his religious beliefs, that kind of discrimination that was pushed on him by the regulators. And he was debanked because of what he believes and his faith. This went on too long. You know, the Obama administration weaponized this whole thing in 2013. They had the regulators working with outside protest groups, and they manufactured these crises. So if you're in the gun manufacturing business or sales, if you're in the religion business, or pro-life, or any other number of instances, these big banks and financial institutions work to make sure that you just couldn't do business. And I'm so pleased that the president has acted, and we've now got to hope that Congress will enshrine that somehow in statutory language.
Is there anything states can do?
I haven't had a lot of luck in getting these types of issues addressed here, but we might, you know, especially now that he's got this order out there. I'll certainly over the next couple of weeks be calling leaders in the General Assembly and see what we can't work out.
Yeah, we need state legislation. They've not usually been too quick on the get up the General Assembly to help conservatives. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's always easier when you got other people that you can follow along. And I get that, you know, that's just life. But so maybe there's enough out there that we could get. And the House is always receptive to this type of thing. So we'll start with them. And maybe we'll find some sponsors who'll pick up the ball and run. We just can't have the federal government dictating discrimination through the most powerful force that there is, which is the money business.
Yeah, you know, and Curtis Loftus, I often say where we are now is every time Democrats win, even just the presidency, we will not know until that presidency is over whether we will get any of our Bill of Rights freedoms back, our free speech, our Fourth Amendment rights, any of it. It's just become the norm to go ahead and take them the spoils of war. I mean, what can we do to stay safe here going forward? We can't live this way.
Well, I listened to your last segment. You know, I have a two-minute commute to work just about, so I don't get to hear much, but I was able to listen to the whole segment just now. And each one of the things you mentioned in that last segment were advantages that the Democratic Party took, but it's ones that the Republican establishment gave them. I mean, you didn't mention Act Blue, but it took me one Saturday afternoon, about 3 hours of reading, and this is 5 years ago, to know that Act Blue was just the largest money launderer in the world. And it took the Republican Party leadership 10 years to finally do something about it. It took me 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon to understand the impact of these illegals in the census. And now it takes Donald Trump. Where was the rest of the establishment? You know, we have races for governors and many states and senators, and everybody tells us that they were working hard for us. But where were they when all this was happening? I can tell you, none of them wanted to talk about it. None of them wanted to stick their neck out. And I kind of got riled up and listened to these things because it's all so obvious. The Republican establishment is our problem, and we've got to make them work and work for us. Donald Trump is accomplishing that in a bigger way than I ever thought he could. I've been a Trump guy since day one, and I couldn't be more happy about it. But we've got to have results now. It's time to stop talking and just do it. And we could probably all, not the news, we need you folks transmitting it. But as far as the politicians, we need to just be quiet and do it. Because that's what the Democrat Party does. When they're in power, they just do it. We need to do it and then transmit the successes. What we have a problem with is we talk about, you know, like the Epstein stuff. We've been talking about for 100 years, and it never gets settled to everybody's liking. So whatever comes out of it, we just need to act and then let it speak for itself. And I'll be glad when that happens. And that translates to the state level, too. We've got good news on the state level. The state has had its high credit rating reaffirmed. I'm so pleased about that. That means that every taxpayer pays less money. When we build roads and bridges and prisons and schools, that involves borrowed money, and it's just like your home. If you've got a good credit score, you pay less interest. Well, the state has reaffirmed its credit ratings reaffirmed, and that means we're going to pay less tax dollars in interest than we would before.
Curtis Loftus, I got to hit a hard break. Can you hang on? Do you have a minute to come back in the next segment? Okay, hang on. Let the freak out begin. You'll never guess what just happened, y'all. Oh my gosh. Another Sydney Sweeney ad just dropped. The left is going to lose their ever-loving mind. She's supposed to be canceled by now. She's supposed to be persona non grata. She's supposed to be, because, you know, of course, she's a Nazi. Why? Well, because they said so. She's supposed to be gone now. I mean, I was not hireable, never hear from her again, end up a homeless woman on the streets. Except she's not. Now, they've got a huge problem, actually. Baskin-Robbins just hired her. She just dropped another ad. It's really cute. I love the ad, actually. This is not supposed to happen, but it is happening. Curtis Loftus, I want to bring you back on to bounce this off of you. I'm the only one who's had this take. You know how you said you spent an afternoon just looking at Act Blue and you kind of figured it out? Well, I had that experience looking at the Human Rights Campaign, and I had a little help after the Wall Street Journal wrote that these companies, 535 of them, were terrified of the Human Rights Campaign. It was run by Barack Obama's former campaign deputy campaign manager. They'd give you a score, and your friend Curtis Loftus, because I know you've done battle with them before, Larry Fink and all of the big hedge funds, all of the big funds, would cut you off if you didn't have a good human rights score. They wouldn't buy your stock. They'd pound it down instead. You'd be persona non grata. And so you had to let the Democrat Party decide what your commercials looked like, what your sitcoms look like, what your movies look like, but most especially what your marketing looked like. And you had to hire them. You had to bring in people they recommended. You had to turn over your hiring data, retention data, your payment data to them. And of course, all of the minority hiring. And you had to feature prominently gay themes in your marketing or your stock gets it. It's just, I've been saying it's a social credit system, and I've been saying that it would not be possible to run the American Eagle Sydney Sweeney ad 3 years ago, because you would have had suddenly a low human rights score. Your stock would have plunged. It would have been dumped in mass at the direction of the Democrat Party. But also you would have had probably a weird investigation like the SEC knocking at your door or one of these other agencies. And you don't have that anymore. Everybody dumped their DEI departments, their minders that Obama forced them to hire. I don't mean to lay this out, you know, over such a long period, but I want to get you to react to it, because to me, it really was a social credit system. And the fact that Baskin Robbins now has no fear and they've just dropped a Sydney Sweeney ad tells me the fear is gone and the social credit system has crumbled. Am I right? Could it come back?
Yes, it could come back. Now, we are in a much better place. And again, this is the effect of Donald Trump.
Yes.
But again, back in 15 and 16, some of us became aware of this. And it still has not been told. And 99% of even the clued-in people don't understand the tremendous institutional power that backed up DEI and ESG and all of these capricious, arbitrary, and in many ways nonsensical ideologies. They propped them up because they were afraid not to. Back in, say, 2010-11 period, when Occupy Wall Street was going, they had a big deal, which is you leave Wall Street alone and we'll let you have your fun with these other things. We'll make money out of it. We'll get along. It'll all work. And that's what they realized. They could control huge swaths of the populace by instituting these arbitrary rules. DEI, ESG. ESG is just it's insidious, because it doesn't do what they think it does. And in fact, in many cases, those companies with the highest ESG scores are the worst. But again, it's the game they all play. And BlackRock and the United Nations and the Democratic Party and the hard left and so many of these large 501c3 non-governmental agencies are right in the middle of it. People like the United Way that we used to all trust. They run these programs. They profit from these programs. Immigration is all out of the same pot. People got paid with your money to bring in illegals to this country. And they didn't care who they brought in, because they were all making money. And it was your money they were making. So hopefully Trump is going to really get this under control. We need the state leaders to step up, because everybody just turns their shoulders. We see it in our schools. The effect of DEI in our schools, it's affected a generation of kids. Every study we see, the psychological studies, the emotional health studies, the ability to operate and live on their own, it's all been retarded because of this ESG. DEI. And it's, you hear, I heard just now, I could hear that language about this school and some of the problems the schools were having. It never stops. And they're changing the name, but it's still there. And we've got to get tough. And that's who needs to be, the person who's going to do that, they need to be the next governor. They need to be the next senator. They need to be the next lieutenant governor. They've got to be unafraid, because every day that we don't stop these insidious ideologies from being preached in our schools and even in our churches, at every institution we have, every day we let it go on is another day that more people are indoctrinated.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Curtis Loftus, well, then I have to tell you, I have to ask you, and you may not want to answer, and I would understand if you don't. Since you brought it up, do you have a candidate you like or are supporting for governor?
No, I'm staying out of that. It's above my pay grade. There's a whole lot of messiness in that race, and I'm going to stay out of it. I'm hiding. I'll have my own race. You know, I'm running again. And so I've got to make sure that the noise of the last year is forgotten. And I think it has been. You know, since the Senate hearings are all over, I've traveled the state. It's so difficult to find anybody who paid attention to that. The people who understood it knew it was BS. But there's one thing that I am concerned about, and there's a small group of senators who want to control the treasurer's office, and they want to try to have it to be an appointed office. And that's wonderful for them because they control the $75 billion bank that operates at the heart of state government, but they don't have to sign any documents, you see. So that's the perfect setup. I can't solicit money from big investment houses or banks. I think that maybe they can give me like $250. I don't ask them, so I don't know. But it's a little small thing. But they can get all the money they want, right? They can take jobs. Their families can take jobs. There are all these hidden benefits to the people who can control a $75 billion bank, and they want to take that back into their house. They want to have a say over who is the treasurer, and we cannot let that happen. It's happened in other states, and it always goes badly. We have to keep it because you know who I am. You can fire me. You can embarrass me. The public can. They can come in here at any time and FOIA what we do and look at it. So I'm proud of this office. I'm not proud of anything that the Senate's done because I can't control that. But that's why I'm staying. I was going to retire. I'm staying for this 4 years. I'm going to be happy about it. I'm going to go back out because I love being out with the people of the state. It is so much fun. You get out there and you realize how this last 18 months of messing with the Senate has nothing to do with the people of this state. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. You get out and talk to Democrats. You're talking to working people. You're talking to people who are on their vacations. And they just love this state and they want to see it do well. And they believe when you talk to them and look them in the eye, they know whether they can believe you or not. And fortunately, they believe me. They don't believe that small group of senators. And we got to make sure the state treasury is in the hands of the people, not in the hands of a small group of elites.
Well, you know, we're talking about BlackRock. We're talking about certain of the big funds that do really bad things. And your determination to uncouple South Carolina from those funds, and what you're not saying, but I will say, is those legislators know if they can pressure you or the treasurer's office to invest in certain funds but not others, they can get the donations. And that's what this is about. And I noticed, and I know you're going to want to say this, but I'll say it. I noticed that your trouble really began when you started drop kicking a lot of these big liberal funds.
That's right. There are a lot of people working behind the scenes. I know it. I can't prove it yet. But all of these things come to pass. You know, the Senate's been chasing me for a long time. I did not allow BlackRock to manage $41 billion for the state treasury. This was back, I think it was 2019. I double check that. But see, these wars have become public now. But I've been involved with these things for years. I was early on. And I think I was the first one to say to BlackRock, you can't do it. I'm not going to let the ESG king come in here and run money. So even though they're an excellent manager, they make money for people, but they take the votes of the stocks owned by the people of the state and they vote against us. They vote for DEI. They vote for ESG stuff. They manage that stuff. We could talk for hours about what they do behind the scenes that nobody's aware of that really changed the world. And for us to change it back, we have to just recommit. The money in the state treasury belongs to each and every single taxpayer. It does not belong to Wall Street. It doesn't belong to the 46 senators over there. It belongs to you and everybody listening to you. And well, you got to have somebody that you can get directly to. You can fire him. You can go talk to him. He's got to pay attention. You know, we have an appointed comptroller now. Does anybody in your audience even know his name? They can't fire him. He doesn't care. He wasn't appointed by him. You know, he's filling in for somebody who left office. So that's what you get into. And, you know, people know where I live. They call me on the phone, right? So we've got to just make sure it all goes back to whose money is it? It's your money, and it's your job to make sure that you can control it.
Well, Curtis Loftus, I know this. They're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at you. We've seen this happen to other conservatives. They were just resoundingly defeated, ironically, by the Republican Party run out of Columbia. So I am really excited you decided to run again. I know this has become personal for you. You were going to retire. You were done, and they made you so mad you're coming back, which I love. I love that story.
You just can't give up control of the money. You know, and they are going to run somebody against me. They're not going to raise money. They're going to do all that same stuff. But I've had a lot of electoral success because people know they can call me. If you call me, I'll come speak to your group. You get to ask me the questions. You look me in the eye, and you can believe me. Or not. That's up to you. But these guys on TV, you remember the state Senate, they have immunity. They can say anything they want, and I can't do a thing about it. They can write in there that I'm a serial killer. There's nothing I can do about it. So that's what you do. You know, can you imagine going to court, Tara, if you had to go to court and the judge and the jury and the jurors were all sitting there and none of them took an oath? None of them had a duty to tell the truth?
Yeah.
And none of them could be punished. That's what I've been in for 18 months. And I just have to keep going through it, not let it get to me, and remember who I work for. And that's what keeps me going. I'm not confused. I work for the plumber. I work for the realtor. I work for the paralegal. I work for the school teacher. I don't work for that 46 people in that Senate.
And I know you're fired up because we saw what they did to you. It was terrible, but you triumphed. Curtis Loftus, I can't wait to continue watching you give them hell. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this
morning. Thanks for having me on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.